Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. E. John Bowles, a military veteran, has completed his new book, My Collection of Recipes from Across America and Germany, an insightful resource meant to inspire everyone to experiment in cooking and reinvent dishes that will suit their palate. This guidebook isn't professionally written, rather a collection of homemade recipes that John has compiled from his youth and during his service in the military. These recipes are considered ageless, for they were handed from generation to generation, with a beautiful portrait of home cooking across America and Germany, with the hope that younger generation will discover the art of homemade cooking in this beautifully written cookbook. My collection of recipes from across America and Germany will certainly awaken the inner chef in all of us. And the author, E. John Bowles, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, John. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a wonderful job you've done in this, in making cooking something that you look at the book and you're like, yeah, I would like to do that, and I would love some of these recipes. Where did you get the idea, the inspiration for writing this book, My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany? Where did this idea for the cookbook come from?
Basically, it came from the way we all live today, and that we live in such a fast-paced society, and that everything comes out of a can or out of the freezer, and cooking by itself, and that has just about all disappeared from the American kitchen.
Well, it really has. It's out of the freezer or out of the pan and into the microwave, it seems like. So this is introducing a whole new element. And as you're looking through that, it's like fun. We're sort of missing something by just sticking something in a pan or sticking in a microwave, aren't we?
Yep. Cooking in itself is an art. And that, because if you actually look at it, every time you make a dish, you're making a new recipe. I say that because every time you make the same dish over and over, you're always forgetting to put something in, or you're
yes,
not putting the same amount in, or whatever, and that you're making an entirely new recipe, whether you believe it or not, every time you make a meal.
You know, it's interesting. Even if you followed the recipe, chances are you're not doing it exactly the way you did the time before that. So it is like something new that you're doing, that you're creating. I mentioned a military veteran. What made you decide to become a cook and then a published author? Talk about that experience. It's one thing to think about writing the cookbook. You actually did it and got it published. What was that experience like?
Well, my military experience is expanded 40 years. It covers basically about three continents. I walked the German fence line from the Fulda Gap all the way into Berlin when I was in the military. And that during the Cold War, I spent 2 years in Vietnam, and that 12 and a half years in Germany altogether. And then the rest of the time in that, traveling from coast to coast and that across the United States and elsewhere in the world. And partially what gave me the inspiration in that was seeing young military wives and that just starting out, not really knowing how to handle themselves or what to do and that, couldn't cook or anything and that. That was partially my inspiration there and that, and then I thought about other people, young people and that, in the same condition, just getting married and that, not really knowing how to cook, not knowing how to sew or anything and that, and I just thought I'd put the recipes together and that. A lot of them are unusual recipes you won't find in most cookbooks and that, things like that.
The book is My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany. It's written by E. John Bowles, B-O-L-E-S. Book available at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. John, talk about when you started writing this book. When did that start? How long did it take you to complete it? It sounds like this was sort of years of experience and observation went into writing this book.
Well, it took me altogether about, when I actually started writing the book, about 5 years to complete it. And the book that's out right now is only volume one. Volume two is due out somewhere between late August or September. And it'll be greatly expanded in certain areas.
Well, that's good to hear. And yeah, when you look at the book for the author E. John Bolts, if you click that on it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any other books that John has written, and the new one will be there, and you can get information and order that as well. Who did you dedicate this book to?
I dedicated basically to everybody who's given me a recipe or information or taught me something about cooking and that. If you actually think about it, every book you ever picked up, and that from your first reader to the one to the new ones on the market today, all of them have many authors. The information that's put in every book comes from many different sources, and 90% or more of the time in that they're not recognized. I like to give credit where credit is due, and their names are on the recipes.
That's such a nice way to do that and reflect the people that have influenced you as a cook. The book, My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany, E. John Bolles, B-O-L-E-S, is the guest and the author of the book. Do you consider yourself a great cook? You've got all these recipes here. How would you categorize your cooking skills?
Well, I'd probably say about average, because cooking to me used to be a hobby. It used to be a way of relaxing and easing tension, and helped me do a lot of thinking. I learned cooking basically on the streets, and that from different hobos and stuff, and then I just kind of collected recipes from here and there, and that as I was growing up, and I finally put them all together.
And you've done it so well in My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany. I hate to always ask, do you have a favorite, but is there maybe what you call your best recipe, the one you really like that you've got in the book? Any favorite in the book?
I'd probably say several. The carrot cake, almost any one of the German cooking recipes, and spaghetti.
Can't go wrong with spaghetti, can you? That's a classic. You need to have that.
Well, spaghetti in that is one recipe that I would recommend that as a starter recipe to anybody that's just starting out in cooking. The reason I say that is if you look at pasta in general, and you look at every country in the world, you'll find at least 30 or 40 different recipes in every country in the world not on spaghetti and pasta in general.
Oh, yes.
And then you look at things that come from spaghetti sauce, like marinara and salsa and other recipes like that. Cocktail sauce for fish, and that is basically a runoff of spaghetti sauce and stuff. There's so much that goes into it, and there's so many variations in that to making spaghetti sauce and meatballs and that it's one of the hardest recipes to learn, but once you learn it, everything else in that that follows, your meat and that are come a lot easier to you.
It's interesting. It sort of builds. You're getting me hungry. The book will take care of that. It gets you thinking of all these great foods, and you can be making those. The book is my collection of kitchen recipes from across America and Germany by E. John Bowles. Is there an ingredient that maybe some of us overlook, but you really need that? You couldn't live as a cook without this ingredient. Is there an ingredient that tops your list?
Well, the one thing I can say tops my list most is trial and error. Mm. And that, because that's what cooking is. It's all trial and error. And that you can always add in cooking, but you can never subtract.
Now, words to live by. Yes, and some of us learn that the hard way, don't we? Because you're right. Once you've got it in there, it's in there.
In the front of my book is a place called Herbs and Spices that I list a whole lot of and what they can be used for, and that it's an herbs reference guide, and that people can look in there. And that section will be greatly expanded in book two. Tables of weights and measures and conversions and things like that. So there'll be a whole lot more information in there that I consider vital and essential to anybody starting out in cooking, or even for people who are experienced cooking, that because the information is so hard to come by.
Yes. And it's all in John's books. The first one, my collection of kitchen recipes from across America and Germany, is now available. Why do you think people should order a copy of your book? What are some of the benefits? Why do you hope people would pick up a copy of the book?
Well, it's not just one book, one cookbook. It's several cookbooks in one. The average cookbook you find here and that doesn't have German cooking in it. You won't find a cookbook in there that has fish and wildlife in it. You don't find a cookbook that also has pastry in it. You don't have a cookbook out there that also has slow cooking in it. Things like that. It's really several books in one.
And I would suggest you get the information on the book, and suddenly you realize how impactful this book will be on you as a cook, my collection of kitchen recipes from across America and Germany. John, there are probably people out there like you were at one point, where you're thinking about doing this, not sure if you want to do that, not sure what you have to go through, probably rejections and disappointments as you're trying to get a book published. What inspiration or message would you pass along to writers who are planning to publish their book, but they're afraid of what might happen, the rejection, the disappointments along the way?
Well, there's many disappointments in everything you do in life, and that you just got to keep plugging it.
Yes.
One of the things I've added in my book, and that you won't find in any other book, is on each section in the book, different sections in the book, I've left spaces in there and that for you to either alter a recipe to suit your own palate, or to add your own recipe in that if you want. And also at the back of the book, there's some extra spaces to do the same. So in a way, you can make the book sort of a family heirloom and have to hand down to your children and that. Or you can get your grandmother or aunt and uncle or whoever and that add a recipe in there for you and that for future references and for future generations and that. That's all in this book.
What a great gift idea with, holidays coming up and, birthdays and the Christmas season. It's like, what a gift. It's a personalized gift that you can customize, as John was talking about. What is next for you? You mentioned you've got the one coming out. How many books do you see possibly being in the series?
Volume one is out right now, and that volume two, like I said, should be out sometime around late August or sometime in September. I don't anticipate making another one anytime soon, if any, and that's I think I've got all the people that are ever going to give me a recipe, send it to me already, and that. So,
well, several.
I think it's pretty much complete in volume two.
One is there, two will be there soon. So, please check Amazon, the various stores where you purchase books, for copies of the book, My Collection of Recipes from Across America and Germany. I mentioned in the beginning, this is to inspire people to experiment in cooking. Talk about that. That's really part of the fun of cooking, the experimenting, isn't it? Like you said, no, you don't do the recipe the same way twice. How much fun is the experiment part where you can sort of customize for yourself as you go?
Cooking in itself can be fun or it can be a holy terror, and that depending on how you look at it. For the ones that are just starting out, it's a holy terror at first, and that, but if you know what you're doing or have a halfway sense of what you're doing, it can be fun and in experimenting, and that is like working in a lab room, and that a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and out it comes.
It really is sort of fun going through that process. And these are recipes that have been handed down from generation to generation. Boy, some of these are timeless, aren't they? They're as good today as they were when they were first invented.
Yeah, especially in the fish and wildlife section, because most of that comes from Native Americans, and that from relatives of a friend of mine and my wife. And they go back hundreds of years and been handed down, and that. So those recipes, and most of them in the fish and wildlife, and that, especially the stock recipes and that, and the buffalo and the bison and the antelope and that. Those are all 100 years or more and that from different Indian nations and that. Mostly Cherokee nation and that. And those recipes are really the ones that I'm talking about when I say are timeless. But there's also other recipes in there like the carrot cake, cheesecake, brisket and so forth and that can be classified in that same section.
It's sort of like a history lesson as you go through some of the recipes that John has in the book, My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany, E. John Bowles. A couple minutes left in the conversation today. How about the younger generation? What is your hope for them, that they discover something that maybe for the first time? Probably a lot of them grew up in homes where it was difficult sometimes to get the entire family together for a home-cooked meal. This may be a new concept for them. What's the message for the younger people in regards of cooking and the whole area of adventure it opens up?
Well, it does open up a whole area of adventure, but cooking is a means of self-sufficiency.
Ah, yes.
And that it's a means of learning to feed yourself. Sometimes it means living off the land, so to speak, and that's why I included the fish and wildlife section in there. And that if you can't feed yourself and you can't feed your family, you can't really survive.
Yes.
And we all need nutrition, and that, for everything we do in life. You can't run on empty all day long.
No, you can try, but you're not going to be successful at doing that. That runs out after a while. The book is so well done. It's a unique approach to cooking. It's a collection of handed down from generation to generation recipes. The book is My Collection of Kitchen Recipes from Across America and Germany. The author is E. John Bowles. Bowles. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. This is book one. Book two will be out sometime later this summer, so check at Amazon, the usual places, for book two, and you'll have a chance to get information and purchase that book as well. John, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for coming on and sharing your cooking information. Like I said, you've got me hungry. I'm ready for a book and to head for the kitchen. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
John Bowles, our guest, my collection of kitchen recipes from across America and Germany. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.